Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 102, entitled, Everybody is Not Called. I recently did a broadcast, and in it, I shared that I continue to pray for my loved ones, knowing that God is full of grace and mercy. But I have mentioned that to be intimate with the Lord, you have to establish a relationship with Him. No matter what, you trust Him even in adversity. I say this because although we want the best for our loved ones, particularly our children, that the most we can do is train them up in the way that they should go and be content that the rest is up to them. This is going to sting a little, but I want to show you what God began to show me. Pay attention and know that this is why I stress a personal relationship with the Spirit. It is written, Son of Man, if a land sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it and destroy its source of bread and send famine on it and cut off from it man and animal, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in that land by their own righteousness or right standing with God, they could only save or deliver themselves, says the Lord God. Ezekiel 14:13-14 of the Amplified Version. God goes on to confirm whether predatory beasts, the sword, or virulent disease ravaged the land, pouring out blood while cutting off man, child, and animal. Because of the wrath of God, even though these three men be in it, they would only be able to save themselves alive, because of their moral and spiritual integrity. But the Lord is gracious enough to show those whom He loves that even those who did survive would manifest their wickedly vile actions so that they would know that He is just in His judgment, deserving of every disaster brought upon them. It is written, Then they will reassure you in regard to the appropriateness of the judgments when you see their heinous conduct and actions, for you will know that I have not done without cause whatever I did to it, declares the Lord God, Ezekiel 14:23 of the Amplified Version. No man or woman who truly knows Jesus and the everlasting punishment and separation from Him that is reserved for those in unbelief and unrepentant hearts wants this for their loved ones. But we will be held accountable for not teaching them who He is. Starting earlier in Scripture, but I will begin in Deuteronomy. It is written, Only pay attention and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your grandchildren, impressing these things on their mind and penetrating their heart with these truths. Chapter 4 and verse 9 of the Amplified Version. And also, it is written, As for you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father. Have personal knowledge of Him. Be acquainted with and understand Him. Appreciate, heed, and cherish Him, and serve Him with a blameless heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and minds and understands every intent and inclination of the thoughts. If you seek Him, inquiring for and of Him, and requiring Him as your first and vital necessity, He will let you find Him. But if you abandon or turn away from Him, He will reject you forever. 1 Chronicles 28:9 of the Amplified Version. Recently, I have been going round and round in my heart about why men were bringing up the necessity that women are not to be pastors and should be quiet in the church. I watched a video on this, and a pastor stated that when women started to speak up in the church and be in positions originally held for men, it meant that the church was in judgment for going against the will of God. So let me put my perspective on it. When I was growing up, I did not want to work. I wanted a family and to be able to train my children in the word of the Lord. What I am seeing now is men and women who are going against the natural order of God. And I have come to agree with what they are saying. My grandmother was a homemaker. My grandfather, the epitome of a deacon as described in the word of the Lord. I know God because of their intimate relationships with Him. And my grandmother took it upon herself to make sure that we got to church while manifesting God's presence in their everyday lives. I thank God often for them because they intervened in our divine upbringing, an area neglected by our parents, more so for some than others. But how often do you see parents that co-sign their children in their sin, scared to correct them for fear of retaliation or of losing their love, even making excuses for their evil deeds up to and including becoming their accomplices? The importance of having a mother and father that is equally yoked in God's word is pivotal. God's order is divine. Anyone who says otherwise is a fool. But I must say that I am not looking to step out of line in God's order. Also, as a single mother and soon to be grandmother, it is my responsibility to train my grandchildren in the same way my grandparents instructed me. Nothing in life is more important to me than their spiritual development. While being keenly aware that everyone is not going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I cannot allow this to deter me, because after I have shown you the way, you must make your own decisions. Just as we are given free will, we must accept the choices that our loved ones make, lest they become snares to our salvation. And although it hurts, God's word is confirmed that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Though we must never forget that we will be held accountable for our children's piousness during their immature lives, knowing that God is just and righteous. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.